Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
There's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot at stake.
A lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Bugging you. Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try again. Good morning, Tan. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I just want to say something about Matt Gaetz. He summoned these two women and flew them in from out of state. Did they bring the 17-year-old girl with them? That's crossing the state lines with a minor. Plus, if she observed him having relations with her 17-year-old friend, she should be brought up on charges for accessory for not calling 911.
Yeah.
There's an angle.
I think you're right on both counts there. We'll see. Yep. We'll see. This is interesting to say the least. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I was listening to America's First News where Gordon Deal was interviewing a gentleman named Pat Barnum, who is an educational columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and that sounds like a kind of a limited role. But they were talking about how Department of Government efficiency might make recommendations, yet Congress and Senate can shoot them down. I've never really seen politicians cancel programs, so I feel this is going to be a big waste of Elon's and Vivek's time. They'll make recommendations. Congress will say, no can do, bro. So that's bugging me.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go for it and see what kind of maneuvering and how you can, you know. There's more than one way to. Well, you can't even say that anymore.
No, you can't. But remember, too, you've got a president who is not going to be afraid to call them out to the public.
True. So Congress have to back up what they're doing and saying as well. Let's go to Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, I got a couple little things. So I was listening to the news this morning, and they were saying something about the new Florida legislature. You know, everybody got sworn in and everything. But I think that I misheard where they said that they start their session in March. I mean, or is that just the committees? I mean, if you get elected in November and you don't start until March, it's like, okay, that's just a waste of taxpayers, honey. But also, where is J.D. Vance? You have not seen J.D. Vance anywhere.
Yeah, I did see him, and I forget what he was commenting on.
Yeah, he's actually making the rounds right now. He's spending a lot of time doing the behind-the-scenes work and getting little visits to offices saying, hey, you know, we're going to be bringing these guys and gals up for confirmation. He's busy working on that behind the scenes right now.
Oh, okay. And then as far as your other question, yeah, the Florida legislature is a part-time job, basically. It's not in session all the time at all. And not that this matters, but just as a side note, these people are paid like $35,000 a year. So it's not.
They're getting rich.
They're not doing it for the money. No. Let's go to Roy. What's bugging you?
Top of the morning, guys. What's bugging me is the fact that so many people are blaming Trump for Biden getting us into World War III.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, I don't see that nexus there at all. He's going to get us out of it. But again, you know, the lefty media has their agenda, I guess we should say. Let's go to Peasant with a Pitchfork. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I agree with you that people have a right to change their opinion on people. And, you know, I know you said that this Gaetz thing with these women coming out and this report that he had sex with a minor and all this stuff. And you said that bringing up Kavanaugh with that was the worst possible analogy. It wasn't even close. Well, I disagree. I think it's very close. I think it's almost exactly the same thing. It's 5 years later, you got a woman coming out and saying that she saw him having sex with a 17-year-old, and now the 17-year-old is coming out.
Yeah, I guess the difference is one came out of the woodwork 40 years hence. The other one, apparently, this allegedly occurred in 2017. Yeah, there's some parallels there, and I did use that as an example. But I was using it more as an example as, you know, will people lie for a certain return or promise or something? Does everyone have a price? And I think the answer to that is, unfortunately, yes, most. Sherry, what's bugging you?
Let me preface this by saying I have no technology skills whatsoever. But yesterday evening, as a result of a power outage for you guys, my station got all messed up because I never change it. I always leave it on Sky Radio 24/7. But I accidentally hit the AM/FM button.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. Can you tell me?
Oh, they're two different bands. AM stands for amplitude modulation or whatever. But I guess the important thing is here, you know, AM is the old AM.
Like we grew up
locally,
on.
It'd be like 850, yeah. You know, ESPN or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're on the FM band, so you get a better quality sound, honestly, on FM. And, yeah. All right, let's go to Sherry. What's up? No. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. Hey, I heard you say yesterday that 1.5 million people have been killed in the Ukrainian-Russian war. I was wondering where you got that number.
I got it off. I got it from actually the Sun out of the United Kingdom. Is they printed it when they talked about the story of Ukraine firing the missiles into Russia. There was an op-ed piece I read that used similar numbers. Hopefully that answers your question. Tony, what's bugging you?
Oh, this whole Matt Gaetz thing. I'm so tired of it. In our country, a man is innocent until proven guilty. But also, that's also diverted away from the worst attorney general ever. That's Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland, who not only prosecuted parents for disagreeing with homes, with the outrageousness in the school system, he deprived 1,000 people of their constitutional right on January 6th. He also allowed this horrible mess to happen with our immigration policy, and he's refused to prosecute criminals. Merrick Garland is the one that should be under the focus, not Matt Gaetz.
Now, the good news is Garland's gone no matter what. But, yeah, points well taken. Marty, what's bugging you?
I proudly wave my Trump flag, and I have for years. And I just want to comment that after Helene, that left us so much tree trash and things, I still have a limb that is it's a huge limb, standing upright. We finally got a hold of the electric company because you can't call them. And they came just last week and took it off the fiber optics line.
Uh-oh. Got to get that put back up. Yeah, I can understand that that bugging you there. 728. We're running out of time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. But coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kad Kamik, a lot of questions for her. Stand by, 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Ukraine firing U.S.-made missiles into Russia.
This administration seems to want to make sure they get World War III going.
The news that's trending.
End of January, President-elect Trump comes in and everything will change.
The news that's now.
I'm extremely happy with my cabinet.
The news station.
We have a window of opportunity and we've got to be ready to govern.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.